You're listening to the RBN Energy Blogcast. This is an audio version of RBN's Daily Energy Blog, which is a fun and informative daily commentary on oil, gas, NGL, and renewable markets. Each morning, we cover commodity fundamentals and industry changes to keep you informed of developing trends across the energy landscape.
Wednesday, September 2, 2026. Electric Avenue. How Chevron's Project Kilby aims to rewire the Permian Basin for the AI power era. Published by Thomas Birakri. Artificial intelligence, or AI, is reshaping the global energy landscape faster than any technological shift in recent memory, but electricity has become the defining constraint. Chevron's Project Kilby, a natural gas-fired, behind-the-meter, or BTM, power plant built specifically to supply a Microsoft-operated data center under a 20-year agreement, represents a strategic pivot for Chevron into a new business vertical, supplying hyperscale AI computing with dedicated energy infrastructure. In today's RBN blog, we explain how this venture is a potential blueprint for how natural gas, land, water, and industrial engineering could be combined to meet the demands of the AI era. AI has strained the grid, interconnection queues stretch for years, renewable generation remains intermittent, and transmission build-out lags far behind demand. Hyperscalers need power now, at unprecedented scale, with reliability approaching that of mission-critical industrial systems. In this environment, the companies that can deliver dedicated, dispatchable, high-density electricity directly to compute infrastructure will define the next decade of digital growth. Oil supermajor Chevron is forging the path to a solution by partnering with Microsoft to construct and deliver reliable, dedicated power for next-generation AI infrastructure in West Texas. Project Kilby is the first major initiative of Energy Forge 1, a 50-50 joint venture between Chevron and Joulent, an energy company formed in June to supply electricity directly to AI-focused data centers. Joulent was founded by investment firm Engine No. 1 in collaboration with GE Vernova. Daniel Droog, Chevron's VP of Power, points out that data centers are not just a project, but a systems engineering challenge. Energy Forge 1 integrates land, energy, water, supply chains, community engagement, and infrastructure, a level of development at scale that few companies can match. A final investment decision, or FID, is expected by year-end 2026, with first power expected in 2028 and full capacity likely in 2031. Chevron says capital costs for the project have not been finalized. Chevron's potential advantages as a BTM natural gas power supplier come from a combination of resource control, infrastructure proximity, and operational reliability. Natural gas production in the Permian has been growing fast, but producers and shippers there have faced pipeline takeaway constraints that have often resulted in negative gas prices at the Waha Hub. See Open the Door. By using Permian gas from the Waha Hub, Chevron aims to reduce exposure to pipeline congestion and market price volatility, turning a low-value commodity into a stable, contracted revenue stream. See Dive In. A major advantage of the company is that it has operated approximately 5 gigawatts of assets with up to 100% availability to power its oil and gas operations. Chevron already owns much of the land required for Project Kilby. Its existing gathering systems, compression, and produced water handling should reduce cost and construction time, while BTM generation bypasses grid interconnection delays and delivers highly reliable, dispatchable power in short order, exactly what hyperscale AI campuses require. See Options Open. If that all comes together, the result could be a vertically integrated model where Chevron captures more margin, offers hyperscalers guaranteed multi-gigawatt or gigawatts supply, and builds a repeatable template for future AI power projects. Chevron's strategy of becoming a direct power provider, taking on utility-scale construction and operational risk, is distinct from the strategy of competitor ExxonMobil, the other integrated major with substantial Permian operations. Exxon's strategy is almost the inverse. In fact, it has stated it does not intend to become a traditional power generator. Instead, it is focused on supplying decarbonized fuel and carbon management services. Exxon's model pairs natural gas with carbon capture and sequestration, or CCS, with the built-in ability to transport and store Colorado II through its Gulf Coast infrastructure. In this approach, Exxon will enable low-carbon power for data centers but not build or operate the plants itself. It monetizes molecules and carbon management rather than electrons, avoiding the capital intensity and operational risk of utility-scale generation. Microsoft's motivation in co-developing Project Kilby is to vertically integrate the most constrained input to AI, power, so it can expand infrastructure at the speed its AI roadmap demands. See Go Speed Racer Go. Microsoft will secure massive, dedicated, always on power by initially bypassing the congested Electric Reliability Council of Texas, or ERCOT, grid and partnering directly with an energy producer capable of delivering multi-gigawatts, dispatchable supply. By locking in a 20-year BTM natural gas power agreement, Microsoft ensures predictable energy costs, eliminates interconnection delays, and gains a scalable model for future AI campuses that require uninterrupted, high-density compute. If successful in transforming Permian gas directly into many decades of digital infrastructure power, EnergyForge 1 would gain a stable, long-duration revenue stream independent of the cyclical movements of commodity prices. In turn, Microsoft would effectively jump long grid interconnection queues and insulate itself from localized grid instability or price surges. Located in the heart of the Permian's Delaware Basin in Reeves County, Texas, Project Kilby will deliver 2.7 gigawatts directly to a Microsoft data center and would not initially touch the ERCOT grid. The facility is being developed with flexibility for potential future interconnection, and an application has already been submitted. If achieved, it could enable the export of surplus power to the grid in the future. When fully operational, Kilby will burn approximately 350 million cubic feet per day of natural gas, about 10% of Chevron's U.S. gas output. This effectively has the same impact on the Waha Hub and the Permian Basin as new pipeline capacity, albeit on a smaller scale. Kilby's engineering footprint includes high-efficiency gas turbines, with smaller turbines coming online early in the project, followed by larger turbines later. Plans also call for advanced emissions controls and dedicated transmission infrastructure. Instead of depleting local freshwater, the facility is designed to run on non-potable, brackish groundwater, and Chevron is working to advance solutions for reuse of produced water from oil and gas operations. Chevron's long-term strategy is built around replication. The Kilby model is designed to potentially scale across not only the Permian, but other U.S. production areas where Chevron is active, including the Denver-Julesburg, or DJ, basin in Colorado and the Bakken Shale in western North Dakota. Beyond the impact on Chevron and Microsoft, Kilby reshapes the long-term outlook for Permian natural gas. A 2.67 gigawatts natural gas plant typically burns around 0.35 to 0.40 BCF per day. That is smaller than a major LNG terminal, which typically consumes 2 to 5 BCF per day, but it is still highly material for regional demand. More importantly, AI power projects create long-duration contracted demand with high utilization rates. This demand is independent of LNG cycles, industrial volatility and drilling activity. It stabilizes Permian gas economics and supports long-term production growth. Project Kilby's development also opens significant revenue-enhancing opportunities for other participants in the project. For example, Chevron has pointed out that securing reliable, non-potable brackish water is a priority for minimizing the facility's environmental footprint. Chevron engaged with Texas Pacific Land, or TPL, which controls 900,000 acres in West Texas, including a dominant footprint in Reeves County. TPL announced it contributed surface acreage for Kilby, received cash considerations, and secured exclusive rights to source brackish groundwater for the project. TPL could also support future produced water reuse, aligning with Chevron's emphasis on responsible water management and community engagement. TPL's massive acreage position opens the door for it to become the premier landlord for similar projects across West Texas. A multi-gigawatts power plant cannot be built or operated without securing these assets. Data centers can generate multiple revenue streams for TPL, including upfront easement payments, recurring rights-of-way fees, long-term surface rents, brackish water sales, and produced water handling fees. Kilby creates a new, non-commodity revenue vertical for TPL, not tied to oil and gas royalties, surface fees, and water sales. Royalties are volatile and depend on drilling cycles and commodity prices. Chevron is taking on risks through Project Kilby, a large, first-of-its-kind, single-customer power project that demands flawless execution across permitting, construction, and long-term operations. Chevron is exposed to customer concentration risk because Microsoft is the sole buyer for 20 years, meaning any slowdown or redesign in Microsoft's AI build-out directly affects project economics. The company also faces regulatory and environmental risk, with major air and water permits still pending and high carbon dioxide, or CO2, emissions drawing scrutiny that could delay or reshape the project. Kilby's capital and execution risk is significant. Chevron must deliver a 2.67 gigawatts modular plant on schedule despite turbine delivery bottlenecks and complex multi-year construction. CI will wait, something it has not done before. Long-term performance depends on stable Permian gas supply, and any disruption in production, midstream constraints, or cost spikes would erode margins. In summary, Project Kilby is a blueprint for a new approach to providing energy for American digital infrastructure expansion. It represents Chevron's entry into the AI power economy through Energy Forge 1 and demonstrates how natural gas could be transformed into long-duration, digital infrastructure revenue. For landowners and infrastructure holders like TPL, Kilby is a strategic breakthrough that creates a new revenue vertical, elevates the value of its land and water assets, and positions the company as a critical infrastructure partner for hyperscale computing. For the Permian, Kilby signals a structural shift in natural gas demand that could help stabilize and elevate basin economics. Electric Avenue was written by Eddie Grant and appears as the first song on his sixth studio album, Killer on the Rampage. Released as a single in early 1983 and buoyed by heavy video rotation on MTV, the song went to number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100 singles chart. Grant wrote the song in response to the 1981 Brixton riots in South London. In 1997, the Refugee Camp All-Stars released a cover of the song that went to number 35 on the Billboard Hot 100 singles chart. Killer on the Rampage was recorded at Blue Wave Studios in Barbados and produced by Eddie Grant. It was released in late 1982 and went to number 10 on the Billboard Top 200 albums chart. It remains Grant's best-selling album to date. 3 singles were released from the LP. Eddie Grant is a Guyanese-British singer, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist and record producer. In 1965, Grant was a founding member of The Equals, the first interracial rock band in the UK. They released 11 studio albums and 26 singles. Baby Come Back was their biggest single, going to number 32 on the Billboard Hot 100 singles chart in 1968. The Clash covered Grant's Police on My Back from The Equals' Baby Come Back LP, and included it on their 1980 album, Sandinista. Grant has released 15 solo studio albums, 1 live album, 13 compilation albums, and 19 singles. He continues to record.
Thanks for listening to the RBN Daily Energy Blogcast. For more information on energy market reports, maps, and consulting engagements, please visit us at rbnenergy.com. And thanks for rocking with us.